Hello, music lovers. We've got another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show with a fine trombonist out of the San Diego area. His name is Matt Hall. Name of the track, Biscuits and Gravy, from his debut album, I Hope to My Never.
We'll be right back.
last one was Justin Grinnell's Quartet, name of the album, Without You, a 2013 release. We heard Both Sides of the Story, another fine San Diego musician and an ensemble from the Southern California area. That's Justin Grinnell on bass, Robbie Marshall on tenor sax, Josh Nelson on piano, and Dan Schnell on drums. And we started out the show with Matt Hall, fine trombone player, along with Charlie Arbelez on alto sax, Louis Valenzuela on guitar, Jason Shatil on piano, Mackenzie Layton on bass, and Kevin Connor on drums. We're going to continue on with Herbie Hancock, a song kind of in the same vein as what you just heard. This is his debut album, recorded back in 1962. And dig the quintet on this one. Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And this album is perhaps best known for Watermelon Man, the original recording of that, which made the top 100 singles chart back in 1962. We're going to hear another track, though. This is Driftin' from Herbie Hancock. An eclectic set of music, perhaps, one of varied jazz styles. Let's start at the beginning of that set. We started that out with Herbie Hancock from the album Taken Off. We heard Driftin', a 1962 release, Herbie Hancock's first on Blue Note Records. From there, we heard a duet, Toots Thielman and Kenny Werner, a harmonica and piano duet from the album Toots Thielman's and Kenny Werner. We heard the Chick Corea composition, a beautiful tune, Windows. And after that, a trio set of Dave Holland, Zakir Hussain, and Chris Potter, bass, tablas, and saxophone, respectively, from the album Good Hope, a 2019 release, one of my favorite albums. We heard Mazad. And we finished that set with a duet of Kenny Barron and Dave Holland from The Art of Conversation, another fine album. And we heard In Walked Bud. We're going to continue on with another trio recording featuring Chris Potter. This is his latest release, Sunrise Reprise. It's got Chris Potter on tenor sax, Eric Harland on drums, and James Francis on keyboards. We're going to hear a track called The Peanut, and I'm going to dedicate this to my granddaughter, who we often refer to as Peanut. An eclectic set of music, perhaps, one of varied jazz styles. Let's start at the beginning of that set. We started that out with Herbie Hancock from the album Taken Off. We heard Driftin', a 1962 release, Herbie Hancock's first on Blue Note Records. From there, we heard a duet, Toots Thielman and Kenny Werner, a harmonica and piano duet from the album Toots Thielman's and Kenny Werner. We heard the Chick Corea composition, a beautiful tune, Windows. And after that, a trio set of Dave Holland, Zakir Hussain, and Chris Potter, bass, tablas, and saxophone, respectively, from the album Good Hope, a 2019 release, one of my favorite albums. We heard Mazad. And we finished that set with a duet of Kenny Barron and Dave Holland from The Art of Conversation, another fine album. And we heard In Walked Bud. We're going to continue on with another trio recording featuring Chris Potter. This is his latest release, Sunrise Reprise. It's got Chris Potter on tenor sax, Eric Harland on drums, and James Francis on keyboards. We're going to hear a track called The Peanut, and I'll dedicate this one to my granddaughter, Madeline, who we often refer to as Peanut. Mm-hmm. That's Chris Potter, The Peanut. We're going to finish out today's show with another great modern jazz fusion tune from the album Moon Germs, a Joe Farrell-led quartet. Joe Farrell on soprano saxophone, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. And you're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for listening, folks. Now here's Joe Farrell. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution via PayPal. If you prefer Venmo, my handle is @digginjazz, DIGGINJAZZ, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.